WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
You fucking funny asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm going to stick it up fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
I get it.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We've had another interesting week in wrestling where the most interesting things in wrestling did not happen in the WWE.
That's the thing, guys.
Yet featured some WWE talent.
Mm-hmm. Both some in Chicago talent. And in Japan.
Yep. Mm.
Just keep going.
Yeah, for the most part, it's been a pretty simple week. We're here to preview Money in the Bank. We're here to talk about a little bit that came up over the week, but we're going to keep it nice and simple for you because we're still down a man. But for now, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heartbreak Mike here. Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about just for one section. 10 times the champion.
Isn't he technically just one time the champion?
Well, how many times do they say the Dudleys won championships and they count them all?
Mm-hmm.
But they also break it down by a certain thing. I don't know.
We got a regional things going on here.
Regional, yeah. I mean, technically, Ric Flair's more than a 16-time world champ.
And technically, Lawler's got them all beat, but no one even mentions that.
Nope.
He's just puppies.
Yep. Horn dog. No. And we have no Tim Stein tonight once again because his cable provider won't change the hamster wheel.
Legit statement.
We have Sir Rockin' though. Hi.
Hi. I'm talking to you again?
Yeah.
I mean, like, really? Are you again?
Trust me, I feel the same way, like, every week.
Every week.
Oh, God.
It's been one of those. Hi, everybody. This is WTR Sunday Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim is not here. Like Omega said, they need to change the hamster in the wheel. That is sort of a legit statement. But he will have some sort of influence on tonight's program. He has sent along his Money in the Bank picks. So we'll hear from Tim that way. So I know people tune in just to hear what Tim has to say about picks. So we get his picks tonight. But we're going to start off with a story surrounding the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, who spoke promoting the WWE UK tournament, which is going to be taped next week. He basically said he's open, possibly, sort of, kind of, maybe, to having one more match. He listed some names like AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Johnny Gargano. The question I pose to the both men tonight is, who would you like to see him face that isn't one of those three men, Omega?
That isn't?
That isn't one of those three men. Those are easy names. We'll get to them. We'll talk about them.
Fucking curveball, man.
We'll talk about them. They're the easy ones to mention. But you gotta think harder and different and, you know, give me someone different.
Okay. Trying to think of someone who would put on a really good match with him that has not actually faced him. There's a few names that come to mind. Oh my god.
Oh, we did this Thursday and I have a bunch, so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of what we talked about with the Daniel Bryan, now look how many dream matches we have set up.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that could be transplanted to HBK because it is, you're just this upper echelon of super high quality wrestlers.
Right.
I think in my head right now, I'm kind of torn between Rollins and Balor.
Those are two good names. Those are really good names. Mike, what about you? Off the top of your head, who's
Sammy
that?
And Kevin.
Sammy and Kevin. Why Sammy and Kevin?
Sammy and Sean. I'm sorry. When you think about it, Sammy is basically is Shawn Michaels, but indie version. Just to see them both go back at it, back and forth. Oh, that is some Haluva kick, sweet chin music. Come on.
Here is why those names work, but they don't work singles-wise. He also mentioned that if it were to happen, it could happen in a tag team match. Imagine DX versus Owens and Zayn. Just imagine that shenanigans that could take place. I think it'd be cool.
Man. Honestly, I'm kind of over DX.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're gonna get one more match out of Sean in any circumstance, it's gotta be one on one.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to be, but he's the one who went on to say it would happen in a tag match so him and Hunter can just do some crotch chops and have some fun. Those were his words. Just to burst the bubble of a singles match.
We don't want you to have fun, we wanna have fun.
But here's a name that, would be the perfect foe for him. Tommaso Ciampa. Because that character right now would be the perfect foil for Shawn Michaels' return. Because he's probably one of the better heels they truly have right now, whether it is on the main roster or down in NXT.
It's definitely one of the most hated.
Yeah.
And that's what you need against a really true babyface. Which is why the stuff with Johnny Gargano is working perfectly. It's like, Ciampa's really hated.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to draw the reaction, and it's like, Sean and Ciampa, it would also get Ciampa over and everything like that. And you have to think, there's a reason why Sean brought this up. Like, you know, he could have blown off the question, but he's been down in NXT lately. He's working there now. He's at the PC. You know that itch is back. It's in there. It's like, he's getting in the ring. He's mixing it up. He's teaching kids how to do things. I'll throw another name out to you. Adam Cole.
The real super kick party.
It's an interesting the real super kick party. Adam Cole's one. One little matchup that I don't want to see. Shawn Michaels. Roman Reigns.
I think that's everybody.
I don't think anyone would want to see that one. Because we all know how it's going to end.
Roman over.
Superman punch.
I don't know.
That would be Superman punch, spear, Shawn puts Roman over.
Oh, well, this is Shawn Michaels we're talking about here.
And he spent his last run putting over most people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Let's think about that. Yes, he got wins. Yes, he won some feuds, but majority he made some guys. He was making people along the way.
Yep.
Just pointing that one out there.
Made talent.
But going back around, he named Gargano, Styles, and Bryan. Which one of those three do you want to see most?
Yes.
Yeah. Fatal 4-way.
Thank you. 4-way dance.
In a 1-on-1 scenario, God, that is tough. I feel like not taking anything away from Gargano. He has put on some of the best matches WWE has had all year. You know, what I would argue is the best match all year so far. I feel like that name's in there because Sean's watching him so much right now.
And they're buddy-buddy, yeah.
Yeah. I think it comes down to, like, do I want a dream match or do I want the best match? Like, do I want to be able to say I saw these two names face each other, or do I want to see the best wrestling match I could possibly get out of Shawn Michaels again? It's difficult to say because both of those are such good matchups. I think I would want the quality of the match just because for me, the dream match is AJ and HBK. Because mm-hmm. those are two of your best of two completely different eras. But Daniel Bryan trained under Shawn Michaels. They already know each other. If they're going to only have one shot at this, no warm up on the road, no tag matches on Raw to get a feel for each other. These two already have a feel for each other. We know their styles already mesh because Daniel took his styles from HBK. So I feel like if they're going only gonna have one shot, that's going to be your better matchup. I think I'd rather go that way.
And just think about this, when we put this on, say we put this on the table 6 months ago, that match wouldn't even be even talked about.
Yeah, that's not even remotely possible.
But now, slightly it is. Cause, you know, the window is slightly open for Shawn. Slightly. I honestly don't expect him to wrestle again. I mean, cause they've been trying, like, they tried for him and AJ Styles. They tried. And Shawn turned that down. Because, you know, he's been out of the ring, 8 years now? Scary to think it's been 8 years since he hasn't wrestled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad, really.
Well, how long has it been when Jericho took that leave of absence? When he came back in 2008, I think? How long ago was that? What did he go off for?
When Jericho
not
left?
That long.
Jericho's only, would take 9 to 12 months off. He wouldn't be gone that long.
Okay. Well, the thing is, once you leave the ring, once you leave the ring, you don't literally lose, quote unquote, it. Like once you go in the ring, once you get back out, you'll get your ability back. It's, you know, of course you're going to have to run the ropes a little bit. Of course you're going to have to be like, holy crap. But honestly, I think that he doesn't take him that long. He probably still got it and we don't even know. I mean, look at Kurt Angle.
I mean, for Shawn Michaels, yeah. Like, because it's Shawn Michaels. It's one of the most gifted athletes to ever step foot in the squared circle. I mean, the only precedent for something like this that I could think of when a wrestler's been away this long to come back to the main stage, it's been Goldberg, and that wasn't the best wrestling performance.
It's because it was Goldberg.
Shawn left for 4 years, came back, didn't miss a step. It's now 8 years. He's 50-something years old now. It's a little different. And apparently he left in 2005 and Jericho did and came back in 2007, so he was out 2 years. But still, that wasn't that long of a span frame. He was still doing things. I don't know. I see the window. There's a slight window, but I don't know. I would love to see it, but I don't know. I don't really think he'll do it. Because, I mean, you had the opportunity. You had the, when they were in Texas, him and AJ Styles, they could have done it. And just never, it never came about, so we'll see. Speaking of Chris Jericho, though, he appeared in New Japan this past weekend, and he won their Intercontinental Championship. Mike, thoughts?
He's speechless.
He is speechless, by golly. Speechless.
I am, because it's the fact that once you become a champion, any type of champion in New Japan, you pretty much did everything that you, in your wrestling career. You literally can say, holy crap, wow, this is a thing. Mind you.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got guys like AJ who won that belt and still had the WWE title to go after.
And he got it.
Yeah.
There you go. AJ has done it. Shin, well.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Stop punching him in the dick, and maybe we'll find out.
Like, there's only a few people that can say that they've actually done it. Chris Jericho, of course, yeah. Granted, you know, Intercontinental Champion, but a 9-time WWE Intercontinental Champion. But number 10, New Japan. I'm sorry, guys, but Chris Jericho, he's done it. He can finally put himself there as, oh my gosh, he's won.
Really? I mean, him winning one championship in New Japan, now he's the greatest ever?
Because once you've done something in New Japan, like once you've gone to at least perform in New Japan, that's kind of like a wrestler's dream to wrestle in Japan.
It's not the Holy Grail.
No. Jericho's been the main event of WrestleMania.
Well, okay.
Bigger stage.
Still.
Not
Tokyo Dome. Sorry.
No. Yeah. It's not. No. Sorry. Burst in that bubble. No, it's not. It's a great building. It's a great event.
Sir.
It's not the Holy Grail.
Sir.
Burst in that bubble right now.
Sir.
It's not.
Sir.
Continue. But it's not.
Anyway, when you're an indie fan, when you when you wrestled in Japan, it's like, oh my gosh, I've done it. I've wrestled in Japan. Cool. Jericho, he's been that guy who has been WWE champion, world heavyweight champion, tag team champion, intercontinental champion. I don't know if has he been European champion? No. Hardcore champion, United States champion, which was a good run, by the way. And first ever undisputed champ. And then he's just like, you know what? I'm good. Thanks, WWE. Catch you guys later. Goes to New Japan. Hey, I'm intercontinental champion. I did it. Now, the one thing that makes Jericho, that makes Jericho the GOAT, he can go back to WWE.
But he was always great. Him winning the belt.
It's a bigger, greater accomplishment that he's won a title in New Japan.
Not even the top title there.
It's more of an ego boost and more, honestly, wait for it, to sell tickets when they come here in America.
I mean, that's fine. What the fuck?
So it's really not an accomplishment more than just a ticket grab, a money grab.
To me, it's a big accomplishment. Yeah, granted, that is not the top title. But, I mean, Intercontinental title, I mean, let's be honest here, WWE, Intercontinental title was that big title. A lot of people didn't care about it in the 90s. But, I get what you guys are saying. But to me, Jericho, big rats, big ups to Jericho.
I mean, it is cool to legitimize his run in New Japan, since it did start off with a loss.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, good one. He's got another title under his belt. He's won titles friggin' everywhere now. I mean, great for Jericho. And if you feel bad for Naito, that was a rough match.
Poor Naito. If we're gonna do New Japan, Kenny Omega, Jesus Christ. Did you watch Dominion?
Yeah, I watched Dominion.
Oh, did you see that slaughter?
I don't know how two men have such good chemistry in the ring. I've seen these two wrestle three times already. I'm still excited to see the fourth because I know it's going to be amazing. God, Meltzer had to be creamy as pants.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here thinking about it.
6-star skid mark in his underwear.
Nope. He said 7 stars.
Did he?
Yeah. He said 7.
All I know is last night it was given 6.5 bagels on TV radio. with lots of cream cheese. Overall thoughts on the match Jericho had, Mike?
Oh, beautiful. And Jericho as a heel, fucking awesome.
Jericho is an uncensored heel.
I love it.
Jericho dropping F-bombs during a wrestling match. That's special.
Yeah. Especially, and he got the camera. Oh, my gosh. Love it.
So, there you go. Jericho is now the IWGP Intercontinental Champion. I expect him to be announced for the show in San Francisco, because they're having trouble selling tickets for their July show, I believe. So, at the Cow Palace. So, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rough venue to put a foreign wrestling promotion in. It's hard to get people excited there.
Yeah, well, maybe you should run smaller buildings. I'm just saying. I mean, not everyone can be the Young Bucks.
Oh, God.
Same. Anyway, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going Money in the Bank. We'll talk all about all the matches, break them all down, get our picks, and the all-time greats. This is WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, really ain't nothing I could drop that. Wake up in the morning, make it all okay. Bad. It's nothing to get it popping when I'm
want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at Twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, Twitter.com/LoneJobber.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever, that's fine.
Like, no, that's all fine. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take them an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
I have something broken.
Hey, everybody. This is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest. Finisher, Widow Speak, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
It is all about the money next Sunday when WWE presents the 4-hour spectacular Money in the Bank, now starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be live following Money in the Bank at 11 p.m. Eastern to break it all down, but first we have to preview it all. And that's what we're doing right here, right now on WTR Sunday night. You guys looking forward to another 4-hour pay-per-view?
Oh, dear God.
4 hours now.
Oh,
every, for here, going all going forward, all pay-per-view starting.
You know, when I originally complained about the problem of, you know, like, pay-per-views not being any longer, than Monday Night Raw is. This wasn't the solution I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
This 4 hours is fine for a major pay-per-view where you can keep the excitement level up because the card is stacked. I don't foresee that happening with a smaller event like Money in the Bank.
To be fair, they say that the plan for the smaller shows are to end around 10:30-ish. So we get 3.5 hours. They call them 4 because of the pre-show. So we'll see. We'll see how this one goes. I get this feeling this is going until 11. But hey, that's just me. We have, 10 matches on the show? Some of them are good. Some of them are interesting. And I want to start with this one. Roman Reigns, Jinder Mahal. Now, to get everyone excited for this matchup, tomorrow night on Raw, they're having this match. And then get to see it again.
Oh my... Why? WWE, why the hell do you even book this? Even if you don't go through with it, this is stupid.
Jinder Mahal apparently laid out the challenge on a WWE.com exclusive. The big dog accepted. They'll have their match on Monday. And then have it again on Sunday. Because... reasons? I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't understand this.
Cut the camera off.
Like, unless this is just a swerve and he's trying to, like, get an advantage on Roman by beating him down before the pay-per-view.
Here's how it's written. Friday on WWE.com exclusive, Mahal challenged Reigns to a match for Monday Night Raw, and the former WWE champion accepted one day later. With the animosity between the two superstars at an all-time high...
All-time high.
Will there be anything left of either competitor by June 17th pay-per-view?
I like all-time highs, assuming they had any form of relationship before this feud.
Yep. That is a statement.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but that is their statement. So in 7 days, we get two classic matches between these longtime rivals, Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal. I ask this question. Is there any chance on Sunday night that this match will be match of the night?
With AJ and Shinsuke on there, with Bryan having a match, Rollins and Elias, I think Carmella versus Asuka has a better chance.
So no chance that the big dog comes out and has a 5-star classic with Jinder Mahal?
Nope.
I don't think anyone could get a 5-star classic out of Jinder Mahal. Much less someone who generally needs to be carried to his good matches.
Okay. So, Omega, I'll ask you who you got.
I'm trying to look at how this card balances out. You know what? I can't see Jinder winning this. I just can't.
So, you're going Roman?
And granted, I haven't been able to see him win anything for the last 2 years, and somehow...
Somehow. He was WWE champion for how long?
Too long.
Alright, so one for Roman. Mike?
Is anything on the line for this match?
No.
Jinder.
Because you think they'll have to do another match?
Yeah. It's going to be stupid.
Okay. And then Tim made a pick. His selection was...
Roman Reigns.
What?
For those who missed it...
Roman Reigns.
That was Roman Reigns.
What the...
He sent me picks, so I found the only Canadian voiceover thing I could find.
Oh, gosh.
And it's French-Canadian.
Those aren't words.
Nope.
So tonight, Tim is French-Canadian.
Oh, God.
We move on to the next matchup.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn. Have these segments been the worst you've ever seen?
Jesus fucking tap dancing Christ.
Tap dancing, though?
Yeah! On water!
Oh, let's just give it to Bobby.
Hey, you know what's funny? Dressing up men as women. And there's a lap riot.
I think Vince, did a little bit too overboard.
This has Vince written all over it. It's out of touch. It's homophobic. It's 20 years too. It's 20 years too late. It wasn't even good back then.
Yeah.
This has been like literally the worst feud I've seen all year. I mean, between that and Lashley coming out all smiles all the time, he's supposed to be this big, like, He's supposed to be Lesnar 2.0, and he's just happy-go-lucky about everything.
Yeah. So, Mike, who you got?
Lashley.
Omega. Who you got?
It's Lashley. Please, Lashley, let this end.
And Tim, who you got?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, gosh.
At least that one kind of said it.
I'm looking at the list, and I'm like, can you please tell me he picked Balor or something? Or tell me he picked Shinsuke Nakamura. I want to hear this.
God.
We'll get to that one. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. So, I have a question for you, Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Big Cass is a big guy?
Is he?
Did you know Daniel Bryan's a small guy?
I kind of picked up on that.
So why isn't Big Cass over?
Because he beat up a midget. And everyone just got really cringy.
Is that the only reason?
No, he also has the personality of a mayonnaise jar. Like, not the mayonnaise, just the glass.
And Mike, if Big Cass wins this matchup, does this elevate Big Cass?
No.
Why not? It's Daniel Bryan, the GOAT. Why?
He can't, okay. Cause Big Cass, I just don't see it for Big Cass right now.
Why not? He's got everything, right? He's big. He can talk ish.
Yeah, there you go. Ish. Another one of Vince's muscle heads that want, you know.
Who'd have thought somebody would be worse without Enzo Amore?
Well, touche. Enzo's doing better than Cass right now. Anyway,
I wouldn't go that far. Big Cass has a paycheck coming in weekly. But does Enzo? I'm just saying.
True. Daniel Bryan, though.
Omega, who you got?
This has to be Daniel Bryan. Please do just not job out it. The best thing you have going for that fuckwit who the third guy with big in his name on the roster, because that's how creative he is.
And Tim, who you got?
Daniel Bryan.
Bryan.
There we go. Up next, we have the Intercontinental Championship on the line, Seth Rollins and Elias. Is it time to put a championship on Elias, Omega?
Well, he is hot as hell right now. He's done such a good job as a heel that the crowd loves to play along with. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. They brought him up from NXT. I'm like, why? He's barely done anything. It's way too soon. The drifter thing doesn't work.
No.
Okay. Showed me. They've done fantastic things with Elias.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's got just such a natural heel charisma to him. But yeah, like, this is a strike while the iron's hot moment. Seth really doesn't need the Intercontinental title, and Elias deserves something. He's done so well, and he's doing so much right for the company.
But is he over enough where he doesn't even need a championship?
Hmm.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, he hasn't held a championship, even in NXT. I feel like he does need a belt to legitimize himself as a legitimate challenger.
So, Mike, if Elias wins, does that hurt the momentum Seth Rollins is having? Because he's one of the hottest performers they have, right?
Not necessarily.
No? Why not?
It doesn't hurt it at all, because I honestly believe that this could be a really good feud. Now,
as he mutes himself as he's mid-sentence.
This is my prediction. Elias is going to win, but he's not going to win the title.
One of those.
Mm-hmm. Because I honestly think that it doesn't end here. This is just a stepping stone. This is just a stepping stone of Elias versus Seth Intercontinental title. And mind you, a really good person for him to work with is Seth. And I honestly think that these two are going to have a really good feud, but I think it will end at SummerSlam.
So do you think this a loss would hurt Rollins? Oh my God.
No.
Rollins is airtight right now. He doesn't need the belt. He doesn't need a win here.
Right.
I like how I said Omega and Mike answered the question.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. So you're going who, Mike?
I'm going with Elias, but not for the belt, via disqualification.
Okay. Omega, who you got?
I know what WWE stands for.
Seth Rollins.
What?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Rollins.
That's Tim's back.
Seth Rollins.
We have a couple of tag team championship matchups on this show. The first one for the Raw tag team titles, the Leader of Worlds take on the B team.
Wow.
We got some brother versus brother action, Omega.
Not that they will ever acknowledge that.
Nope.
But yeah, the part about this match I'm looking forward to the most is the part that is completely unmentioned.
And when they did this match on Raw, they like touched for a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. They kept them apart. Maybe saving it for a pay-per-view match. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm kind of thrilled to, see the B team, go up against these two just so I can see the Rotundas.
Oh, face gosh. Off. Oh.
Because, I mean, just aside from like, wow, they actually put those two in a match of,
I forgot
opposed,
about that.
Opposed to each other.
Now you picked up on the brother versus brother thing.
Mmm.
You know these two know each other so damn well. You know
so
they've trained and raced. They've been wrestling together all their lives. This might be surprisingly good.
Good. Yeah.
So here's what needs to happen. This matchup needs to take place, and the agent for the matchup needs to be their father.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to come full circle.
Oh, my God. You know, however he writes that outcome, one of them is going to hold it against him at Thanksgiving this year.
Yep. So who's winning, Omega?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. I think it's rushing it to give it to the B team. As fun as I think the B team is right now, I think Hardy and Bray have not held those belts quite long enough just yet, and I think they do work well together. I think they take it, but I don't think this is the end.
Mike, who you got?
I gotta go with the Leader of Worlds. I really think that this is a really good run, and to be honest, I think that they're not done with them.
And Tim, who you got?
The Leader of Worlds.
Wait, hang on.
Want to hear that
I'm
one?
Getting messages from Venus.
Oh, God.
The Leader of Worlds.
I can't even figure out what that's supposed to be.
The Leader of Worlds. It's Vanguard number two.
Vanguard's got a glitch in his system.
And the other tag team title match is the Bludgeon Brothers versus Gallows and Anderson.
Don't steal Tim's shtick.
Oh, Tim's shtick. Okay. Who you got in this one, Mike?
I honestly, Gallows and Anderson, all because of distractions from the Usos and the New Day. All
right, he's claiming new champs. So, Micah, what about you?
I don't think you have any interference. I think the Bludgeons run them over. That's what the Bludgeons do.
And Tim?
Bludgeon Brotter.
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 Sound like the file got corrupted at the end.
Brother!
The SmackDown Women's Championships on the line. Carmella versus Asuka. Is WWE panicking by putting the belt on Asuka right now, Omega?
I'm not sure about panicking. I mean, I think this is where her losing at WrestleMania has genuinely helped because this should be a foregone conclusion. It's Asuka versus Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a no-brainer, but now Asuka has a loss. They aren't protective of her win streak, which means we can tell a story and we can have a slimy heel victory for Carmella out of this, which I think prolongs this more. I think this is a match of Carmella doing everything she can not to be murdered until she can get a quick roll-up 1-2-3 and get the fuck out of Dodge.
So you're going with Carmella?
Yeah.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
Crap. Asuka wins, doesn't get the belt.
Going to this again, okay.
Okay.
Because Asuka's gonna quote-unquote win, but Carmella's doing too much heel tactics, so it's gotta be, you know, she's like, this, I'm out, hit her with the belt, I'm out, later. Something like that, but I really think that it's gonna be heel tactics, Asuka wins via disqualification.
Tim, who you got? Come on.
I'm so scared.
Asuka. Asuka.
There you go.
Say that again.
Asuka.
Asuka.
Hmm. I need to watch that porn.
It's the porn parody, WWE.
Raw Women's Championship's on the line. Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey. Is it too soon for Ronda to get the belt, Mike?
Oh, crap. This is a thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a match.
Fuck. Son of a bitch. Nia Jax retains.
I'll rephrase the question. To you, Omega, is it too soon for Ronda to get the belt?
It's absolutely too soon, especially when her whole storyline is, I don't want to be treated special. I don't want a title match right away. I want to go up and earn it. Second match. Fucking second televised match.
Now I have a hard... And go ahead.
Naya's not a great opponent for her anyway. She's still... Ronda's still learning the ropes. She was lucky she put in so much work with Stephanie to make that match really good.
Can't even cut a damn good, decent promo.
Ronda doesn't need to cut a promo. She just needs to come out there and
she
be all
smiles. She needs to stare at you and get killed.
She needs to be out there and be happy to be out there. Her, I don't mind smiling, because when you say the wrong thing, it's instant Terminator mode, and it's frightening as hell. And that works for Ronda.
Okay, so here's a question. Isn't Nia Jax a heel or a babyface?
I don't know!
No one knows, honestly.
I don't know what they went with. They went with this face Nia, this body positive image, and like, okay, you know, it doesn't matter what your shape is, you can achieve and you can be beautiful, and that's all fine. That's all great. It sends a good message. And now she's bullying jobbers. I don't know what the fuck happened. It's like, I know you want Ronda to be a... You know, like a top face in the women's division. That's fine. You don't need to sacrifice your face turn to do it.
All right.
She's the most fun-loving woman on the roster, and then she turned heel that night after they said the statement. And then this week she was a babyface.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Being a tweener is the worst thing they could do for her.
Yeah, like I just don't have a feel for Nia anymore.
Shut up.
I know this is where I think I pull a mic and say I think Ronda wins, but she doesn't get the title.
That would be a smart booking decision there. It would, because you don't
know. You're right. You're absolutely right. But when has WWE done a smart decision as of right now?
They've done good things.
As of right now.
There's a lot of booking in NXT that's being done, right?
That's not what I mean.
That's WWE, though.
That's Triple H.
It's still WWE.
Okay, main roster.
There's some good stuff. Some.
I'm listening.
There's some.
I'm listening.
Elias.
Doesn't matter. That was a while ago. Next, I said as of now. I've been talking about years ago. I'm talking about as of now.
I said Elias.
What? Elias.
Elias.
They already predicted Elias is a good man. We already know what he can do. After WrestleMania. The one thing that I do not like about Ronda Rousey is that they're pushing her too much, too quickly. And I'm... Honestly, and when you say it's smart booking, and as of right now, the way that they've been pushing Ronda, there's not going to be any smart booking in this match at all. And it's making me really upset, and I'm praying to God that we don't get a glimpse of the Four Horsewomen. Because from the way that it's starting to look, and after reporting, you know, the Four Horsewomen of MMA are in WWE, things are going to get real crappy. In these few months. I just hope you're right. That WWE makes a smart booking decision.
So you're going with who officially?
I'm going with Nia.
Omega, you're officially going with?
Ronda, without a title change.
Tim, you're going with?
Ronda Rousey.
Rock.
What?
Next pay-per-view? This is the random thing picker.
Yeah.
Men's Money in the Bank, Samoa Joe, The Miz, Rusev, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, one of the members of the New Day, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Roode. Match of the night?
Who are the contenders again? Say that again.
Samoa Joe, Miz, Rusev, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, one of the New Day, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Roode.
The winner of this gets... This is for the top title or tag team?
This is for Money in the Bank.
Okay. This is going to be a really good... Yeah. Couple of good spots. Glorious DDT. Depending on who's part of the New Day, who's going to be representing New Day? Funny if it's Kingston and he wins the whole damn thing. This is going to turn out to be really good. You got a lot of good talent that know each other, a lot of good spots. And firsts, if I'm not mistaken, Bobby Roode's first. Who else is first? Just him?
I mean, first how?
Money in the Bank.
Oh, okay. The first Money. Time in the Money in the Bank. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Quite a few, I think.
Braun.
Okay.
Joe.
Really?
I don't think he was...
He hasn't been on the main roster very long, and he's been injured a good chunk.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Because
all the three New Day have been in a Money in the Bank match.
I'm trying to think if Rusev has been in one.
Has Balor been in one?
Yes. No.
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
I'm not positive.
All right. Hey, Google. Actually, let's find out.
No, he has not.
Hey, Siri. Finn Balor.
He just answered the question.
Yeah.
Never mind. Threw off Siri.
Never mind, Siri.
Wow. I could have sworn. Okay. All right.
No, because he comes in. He's the Universal Champion. He gets injured. He's on the shelf for a long time and misses all of these.
Yeah, but Rusev has not been in a Money Bank match either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
that stuns me.
Rusev.
That's true. He's been in Hell. He's been in Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah.
Has he?
I think so. Okay, hang on.
Uh oh. Rusev.
So who you got, Mike? I guess he looks that up.
Braun Strowman.
Why?
It's Braun's time. Oh, God, I can't believe it. It's Braun's time, but I really think that this is gonna be something that he does. This is his time. I mean, they had to find a way to do it, and I think this is a way to do it.
Does he even need it, though?
Honestly, this is the only way for him to get the top title match? Yeah.
How is this the only way for him to get the top title match?
I guaranteed Vic. Well, I can't even say that either.
But he, you know, he's the legit number two babyface, so how is this the only way for him to get a title shot?
That's true. Okay.
Alright, Mike, go ahead.
Crap. You know what? I honestly think that it is not, well, I can't say Bobby Roode because it's too early for him.
Is it? Or is it too late?
Honestly, too early. As of right now, he's on SmackDown or Raw?
Raw.
He's on Raw.
No, I'd rather him go for the WWE title. If he wins it, he's gonna have to cash it in for the Universal.
Yeah.
What does it matter? He's still going after a top belt.
All right. So you going with who, Braun?
Yeah, I'll give it to Braun.
Omega, was Rusev in an Elimination Chamber?
He was not, but he was supposed to be in that clusterfuck of an Intercontinental Elimination Chamber until Ryback broke his foot. That was what caused him to stop wrestling barefoot.
Now, is it Rusev Day for you, Omega?
It is not Rusev Day. Well, it is Rusev Day, but I can't pick Rusev because...
Reasons?
Yeah.
So, New Day, right?
Right, Kofi Kingston wins it all.
I could make cases, but no.
Who you got?
My mind is thinking The Miz.
What is your WWE logic telling you?
Okay. First off, WWE WWE logic is an oxymoron. Those terms are mutually exclusive. No, my brain is Miz focused right now. He's done so much to prove himself. He really should be in that upper echelon. He's been stuck on Raw, where he's got the Roman Reigns glass ceiling to deal with. On SmackDown, does not have that. And hey, he's a really good person to put a Money in the Bank case on because he's such a slimy heel. He's going to flaunt that in the best ways.
Give it to him again?
How many times did Edge have it?
Okay.
So we have one Braun, we have one Miz. Tim, who you have?
Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Close!
Women's Money in the Bank. Ember Moon, Sasha Banks, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, Charlotte, Becky, Alexa Bliss.
This one is a hell of a toss-up.
No Bailey, right?
No Bailey, because the bookers are fuckwits.
Not yet, unless they take Natalya out of the match.
Rather have fucking Lana in there.
You know what'd be funny? Rusev Day and Lana Day. Oh God, no.
Funny, yes. Good for business. No.
Well, next Triple H definitely be mad. Yeah, right.
Okay. Who would this match?
Maybe Bailey's gonna run in and do the Ellsworth thing, grab the case and drop it to Sasha.
Maybe. Who in this match doesn't need the Money in the Bank? We'll start with that.
Doesn't need it?
Mm-hmm. Need it?
Charlotte and Alexa.
Okay. So take them out. And the other six, who wins? Mike? Unless you want to pick Charlotte or Alexa, I mean, that's up to you.
I mean, I don't, but WWE logic says Charlotte. Crap. And there's no Tamina to be a scapegoat. Give it to... Wow. Oh, God. Ember.
Okay. Omega.
Trying to dissect the rest. Sasha is feuding. Sasha is in a slow burn thing with Bailey, so I don't foresee her getting sidelined with the Money in the Bank gimmick.
Right.
Ember's not a bad choice, but she's also fresh to the main roster and really hot right now, so don't foresee that. Natalya, no. Like, right now my brain is between Naomi and Becky.
You ain't even gonna mention Lana.
No. Not even close.
They just gave Naomi the Women's Royal Rumble, so they think they're gonna give her the Rumble and Money in the Bank.
That is, yeah, that is true. Women's Battle Royale. Mm-hmm. That is not in memory of anybody, because apparently all the women who died after working with WWE are all horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
No. Right now my mind is thinking Becky. Because she's very underutilized. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. And deserving of something. She's been on the sidelines for so long waiting for a good opportunity to come back up. And I feel like it's a good fit because we just got done with Carmella's run with the Money in the Bank briefcase. And that was a very very underhanded person to be holding on to the briefcase for such a long time. Like, I don't expect them to run the same thing by giving it to, like, Lana or Alexa.
Okay. So, you're going with Becky.
Yeah.
So, between the both of you, Mike put both on Raw, you put both on SmackDown. Going with that. Tim also put both on Monday Night Raw.
Who did he pick women-wise?
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon.
And now, last man standing, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura.
I can't wait to hear what the random thing picker has to say on that.
Mean Tim.
I don't care what Tim picked. You better run both of these names through.
So, if they don't put the belt on Shinsuke, is this heel turn all for nothing?
It's shit or get off the pot time. Do something. Do anything. This continuously just gets, you just punch him in the dick, kick him in the dick, whatever, leave the dick alone. We're dick teased at this point. the whole heel turn is about, you know, making Shinsuke some kind of threat and antagonist for AJ Styles. It doesn't lead to anything unless Shinsuke takes that belt. They've had so many matches at this point. You're going to kill Shinsuke's credibility if he can't take the belt after all this.
Tim believes that it would be too soon to put the belt on Shinsuke Nakamura.
What? It's been the whole point.
He believes it's too soon.
Why?
He just thinks it's too soon.
He's an idiot. Saying that because he can't hear me.
He can't hear you and it won't respond. And yeah. So.
No, it's not too soon. He's been on SmackDown way too long. He's supposed to be this top guy from Japan coming over that we all have to take seriously because he's so big and he's so important. He hasn't done anything. He has to do something, anything, for the love of God. And Tim was championing his buddy. Championing Jinder Mahal as champion. What does he have to say about too soon?
Mike, your thoughts on the match?
I mean, it's either go hard or go home.
So, what do you think? Who wins?
Shinsuke.
Oh my God.
Shinsuke.
Tim.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Even though he thinks it's too soon. He still went with
Shinsuke Nakamura.
It had no idea what to do with the name Shinsuke.
Nope. And then here, because you want it, you can hear the other version. It's thinking.
Ash Steel.
You, as can always, go to Facebook. You, as always, go to facebook.com/group/WealthTalkRadioNetwork, and you can post your selections in WTR Pick'em. Full card should be up later this week. So hopefully they don't add any other matches to it, because 10 is enough. I think we might have had 11, but I think because Jeff is injured at the moment, that's why we're not seeing him on the show.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list on Wikipedia, and it's 10 matches, but it doesn't list the B team.
What do you mean it doesn't list the B team?
It doesn't list B team and the Leader of Worlds.
Huh. So maybe it's more than 10. I don't know. Whatever. Either way, there you go. Now, it's the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
All-time greatest heel first round continues. Roddy Piper, Kevin Sullivan. Oh my God.
I don't know how I can vote against Piper in this case. Piper was such a consummately good heel. He made such a good antagonist for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Kevin Sullivan fine, but you know, when I'm trying to compare like memories and views, I just can't come up with as many really good ones as I can with Piper.
The one off the top of my head for Sullivan is Benoit.
Yeah.
And Hogan.
Beyond yeah, that, but Piper and Hogan work too.
Piper and Hogan work too. So one for Piper.
Mike. Two for Piper.
Why?
You can't go against Roddy Piper.
Okay. And Tim?
Roddy Pipe.
The official WTR random thing picker.
I need to hear that again with no one speaking.
Roddy Pipe.
Roddy Pipe.
Austin Aries, Shawn Michaels, Mike.
Shawn, wait. Yeah, Shawn Michaels.
Why?
Because I'm a Shawn Michaels fan.
All right. give you that. It's fine. Unless you have more to that.
Oh, you want more of that?
No, if you don't, that's fine.
It's hard to look back at Shawn Michaels as a heel because he's so entertaining when he was a good guy.
He was a darn good heel, though.
Oh my God, he was a good heel. Early in his career, like the barbershop window?
Little thing, no, little moment.
Like, that's a little moment, yeah. Like possibly the best, like, split of a tag team ever. But that was a good run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, as the original incarnation of DX was such a fucking jackass. And that's the kind of heel that's so fun to watch because it's like, I don't give a shit, I'm just doing what I want to do type of heel.
Yep.
Mm.
So Sean?
Yeah, it's Sean.
Sean Michel.
Sean Michel.
Double J, Jeff Jarrett, Dudley Boys, Omega.
Mm-hmm. That is again, you know what? No, I can't. Dudley's made good bad guys in ECW. I don't think they worked as bad guys any point after that.
They did. When they first came into WWE, they were bad guys.
Oh, yeah. No. I know they were bad guys. Oh, I know they worked as bad guys, but they didn't work as bad guys.
Okay. Got it.
I think by the time they got there, they were just too well known as such a good team. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of had the crowd at that point. I can talk down on Jeff Jarrett's heel runs because a lot of them have not done well for me. I wasn't a fan of the Double J gimmick in WWE. It felt like a cheap honky-tonk man.
You weren't with his baby that night?
No. Like, I like that feud where it turned out it was Road Dogg that was actually the singer. Like, that worked out. But you have to go back to Chosen One in WCW where, like, he had to carry the tire fire that was the NWO at that point. And then I could have so many issues with his heel run in TNA, mm-hmm. but I can't deny he was an asshole of a heel. Like, I enjoyed any time I got to see him get beaten up.
All right, we got one for Double J, Mike.
Jesus. Oh, man. The only thing that in the beginning, you know, putting poor Mae Young on the table, Trish Stratus through the table. The other time that they were heel was 2005. Yeah. No, Alliance and then 2005. Slap nuts.
Jeff Jarrett.
And finally, Larry Zbyszko and the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Mike.
Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Why?
The dirtiest player in the game. Next.
Omega.
I'm sorry. Unless by some miracle he gets put up with someone who I just can't vote against. I think Ric Flair has to be his default pick. It just has to be.
Tim.
Ric Flair.
Oh, we've had funnier ones than that.
Yeah, that was not the best one.
That's a weak finish.
It was a weak finish. But, you know, it happens from time to time. But yeah, that's it. That's the finish. To go home. We're done for the evening here on WTR Sunday night. We'll be back next week at 11 p.m.-ish Eastern, recapping Money in the Bank, which we just spent time previewing. As always, go to facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or even at Flames Forums. Your picks. We're on other show Twitter pages as well. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, you'll be able to check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bella Season 3, Episode 4. You can go back and listen to the first three, available now at RackRadioShow.com. The Rack will be live this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk Money in the Bank, and we're talking NXT TakeOver Chicago, the one, the only TJ Omega, and our intern, King Kinnons. Saturday night, midnight is at CB Radio, and probably before that will be the live review of TakeOver, so make sure you check that out. C-Radio's Midnight S, CRadioLive.com. Check out the Greater Than Great debate we did last night. Musicals, plus all the singing that was done on the show, plus a full 40-minute review of New Japan Dominion as well. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitter. To mention Tim's on Twitter at Flames Forums. Subscribe, follow our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, because we go live with all of our programming and all of our gaming as well. Mike.
Oh, crap, I'm first. All right, I'm plugging stuff, you know. Let's see. You can add me on the Twitter page, the WTI Oreo, you know. I do want to talk about some of Chris Jericho's top matches. You can also see what I do on Facebook. I do this thing, Dragon Honor Wrestling. You can add me on Facebook, and then boom. Yeah.
Omega.
So, unless you want to follow me on Facebook, where you can find me at TJ Reviews, everywhere else on the internet, you can find me at TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, where I'm constantly just... I mostly post funny pictures of things, but you know what? I have fun doing it. That is the YouTube handle, TJ Omega, where most of my content can be found. And then, of course, we have tjomega.net for all the stuff that YouTube does not like. And there's a lot of stuff they don't like these days.
Make sure you've subscribed to his YouTube channel and make sure you get the notification thing. And then hopefully, pray.
Yeah, subscribe and then tell YouTube you really do actually want to find out when I post new stuff. And hit the little notification bell because apparently subscribing doesn't mean anything.
And even then... maybe. Anyway, this is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. I think he's back next week. I don't know. We'll see. It's WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.